Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever been teaching what the Bible says about the essentiality of being baptized to have someone say to you, "But what about the thief on the cross?" What that person has in mind was our Lord's addressing one of the criminals who were positioned on either side of him when he was hanging on the cross. One of the criminals began to taunt him by challenging him to save himself if he were the Christ. The second criminal rebuked the first and asked, "Do you not fear God, seeing that you are in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto you, today you shall be with me in paradise." Luke 23:39-43. The person who uses the thief on the cross as an excuse for not preaching baptism for the remission of sins, or for not being baptized to be forgiven, needs to be reminded of several truths. When our Lord said, "Today you shall be with me in paradise," does that mean the thief was going to heaven? Is heaven the same as paradise? While Jesus lived and walked among men, he had authority to forgive men's sins without their being baptized. On one occasion, Jesus healed a man who was suffering from paralysis. Jesus said to the man, "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven." Some of the Pharisees and scribes said among themselves, "This man blasphemes." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said to them, "Wherefore do you think these evil thoughts in your heart? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins be forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then says he to the sick of paralysis, "Arise, take up your bed, and go into your house." Matthew 9:2-6. But when Jesus gave the plan of salvation on the day of Pentecost, there is no other way of being forgiven except by obeying the Lord in baptism. If God will forgive one man without being baptized, he will forgive all. What would that do to the Great Commission according to Mark? "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned." Mark 16:16. Here, dear friends, is a fact you must never forget. Neither Noah, nor Abraham, nor Daniel, nor Joseph was baptized for the remission of sins. If they were not baptized to be saved, then why must we obey the Lord in baptism to enjoy the forgiveness of sins? The answer to that question should be very simple for every knowledgeable Bible student. The men I have just discussed live under a different covenant. Baptism was not a part of that covenant. In principle, they were all saved just as we are, that is, by believing the Lord's commands and obeying them. But they're not saved by the specific demands which apply in the Christian era. Never one time did God say to Abraham or to David, "Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins," as Ananias said to Saul in Acts 22:16. But God has given that command to all who live in the Christian era. And those who were saved under the new covenant responded in faith and obedience to the Lord's instructions. When the Corinthians heard the apostle preach, they believed on the Lord and were baptized, Acts 18:8. That was also true of the people on Pentecost, the Ephesians, Lydia and her household, the Philippian jailer, and an Italian soldier by the name of Cornelius. Why would anyone object to the Lord's plan of salvation? Thank you, and may God richly bless you.